Well, a spring frog is a little bullfrog, I think. Uh-huh. And he just grows up to be a big frog.
What about the tiny ones that get up in the trees?
Well, that's what... What's a little tiny tree? That's tree frog, ain't it, Tony?
Yeah.
Tree frog.
And the one that stays on the land?
That's a toad.
And
they go down the ground. They the dirtiest frog it is. They so dirty, I don't like them old toads.
You wanted to go fishing. How much you dig up
to
fish with?
You dig up oyster worms for your bait.
What about a small fish you could use for bait?
Well, I don't know what kind of small. I guess anybody could use a small fish. I've heard of people using frogs. A little spring frog for bait.
Do you ever hear of minnows or shiners?
Yeah, yeah. You take a net to catch them. Yeah, there's a little minnow. That's them little bitty fish goes on top of the water.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You take a net and dip them up. Well, they good to fish with too. I just forgot about the minnows.
What about a hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell?
That's a turtle.
Okay. Where do they stay? In land?
They stay, some of them on land and some of them in the water.
Uh-huh.
But they usually stay on land, but they go back to the water. So they can eat fish and different things.
Any special names for the ones that just stay on land?
Do you know any special names of turtles that stay on land? Tappy. Mm-hmm. And the turtles stay in the water.
Did you ever hear of cooter or gopher?
Mm-hmm. I've heard of gopher, but I never seen one.
Uh-huh.
And a cooter. What is a cooter? Is that some kind of turtle?
That's
cooter.
Something
you... Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I have never seen one.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm.
This battery's kind of running low. I need to go recharge it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Come to that?
Yeah, but they want to live in Shreveport.
Uh-huh.
But his aunt died. And they gone down to the funeral today. They said he's going to have to be back to Shreveport in the morning because he got to work, go to work.
All the way from Shreveport to...
Mm-hmm. They went from Shreveport to Baton Rouge yesterday. They didn't come by here. But I was looking for them to come by here this evening. And I don't know what time they had the funeral. But they'll come by here about 5 or 6 o'clock, I reckon, sometime tonight. And then they keep on Shreveport. Yeah.
How long does it take to get to Shreveport? A couple of hours?
About 3 hours. See, they cut that speed limit down. Mm. Well, he could make it faster than that, but they cut that speed limit down. Then you got to sis and the baby with them, they don't like to go too fast. Mm. Well, sis scared to go too fast. I don't blame them.
They're kind of insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into the light. You know? Like if you left the porch light on
outside. Mm-hmm. We call them lamp bugs.
What about
mm-hmm.
the kind that eats holes in your wool clothes?
That's moths.
Okay, you call that a... what?
A moth.
Okay.
A moth. Well, the one that flies around. Yeah, that's the moth that flies around. But he puts a little worm on the clothes and the worm do the eating.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what does eating. Mm-hmm. He lays that little egg or worm or mm-hmm. something. And that one eats your clothes up.
What about a kind of bug that has a light in its tail?
Oh, that's a... what do you call them? Lightning bug. Some people call them fireflies.
Okay. What would you call
them? Oh, we always call them lightning bugs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of insect is about this long. It's got real shiny wings. And a long beak, sort of, and it'll be around the water, you know, some creek or something.
Oh.
It's got two pairs of real shiny wings.